Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My guy, and let's be honest, anybody who knows him, he's your guy too, Greg Wong. And I'm starting talking about my friend, Wonger. He's Wonger to all of us who know him. And Patrick Roycey with just a brilliant column about a great, great friend of his. And I encourage you to read it. Be nice if the Star Tribune to make it a little more easy to find. But the great Mr. Roycey back on Twitter, which they maybe a month ago or so, and just punch in Patrick Roycey, and you'll find the column about Wonger. By the way, on Patrick, he turns 80 on Friday, and he will be here at 2:07 on Friday. The two individuals in the media who I feel like I've known my entire life. There's a third one, but he left us 5 years ago this Saturday. Yep, Saturday is 5 years since my father passed away. But the two guys who I feel like I've known my entire life because my father dragging me into press boxes and clubhouses and locker rooms when no kid belonged there, but my father and rules, always optional. And only if they suited him, to be honest. Part of the reason why my kids, the entire time I called Wolves games for 16 years, they never were in the back a single time. Barely went to any games. I was just the opposite, you know. And I did do the opposite because my father put me in spots where I really never wanted to be, especially when I was young. But the two people I feel like I've known my entire life in the media, and I am lucky, lucky, lucky to call them great friends, are Patrick and Wonger. And as Patrick wrote today, our guy Wonger is battling a very severe form of Alzheimer's and dementia. And it was earlier this year. I was at a get-together. There were a lot of people there. And a mutual friend of ours came up and said, you know about Wonger? I said, no, because I saw him last year. He was very thin. And we played golf, and he struggled playing golf. And, you know, Wonger and I had played dozens of rounds of golf together. We traveled to Scotland together. I bet we went on greater Minnesota golf trips half dozen times. Saw each other games, honestly, hundreds and hundreds and other times. Needled each other, joked all the time. And anywhere you went, if Wonger was there, there were people in all aspects of the sports business who just loved the guy. Players, coaches, managers, management, media relations, press box. I mean, this business is filled with massive egos and insecurity. I never saw it once out of Greg, ever. As Patrick eloquently stated it, I mean, Wonger could go the 1980 Olympics and cover everything in the Trib, and the Star could send five or six people, and Wonger held up just fine. I remember early when I came back in 1990, and it was Bernsey was near the end. And on Fridays, I would end up back in Bernsey's office with Wonger. And I was trying to be detached, but I had known Bernsey my whole life, and he was just one of the greatest characters of all time. Like, if I just say my favorite sports people, Bernsie's absolutely one of my five. But sitting there in there, and everybody's just zinging everybody. And again, I'm 25. I'm here. I didn't want to come back, but the job was too good. And then I'm in there with these two guys who had my whole life, and they were giving me as much grief, and I'm giving them back. And then when Greg had to ask Bernsie hard questions, asked him. When I had to do an interview with Bernsie, sometimes finished, call me a few names, goes, remember, we've known each other forever. I go, yeah, I got to ask these questions. You know, Greg got along with him. Greg got along with TK. TK, during his time as manager, not easy to get along with. Herbie Brooks, as when he was at the U, not easy. Greg got along with everybody. And I'm at this get-together earlier this year, and when I found out Wonger had Alzheimer's, and it wasn't good, I remember I stepped away. I was with Michelle, and I said, I got to compose myself here for about 5 minutes because it made me just so damn sad, and then I had to do one thing. I found a spot, and I sat there. I called Patrick, and we talked for an hour because I love him. And, we told Wonger stories. We told great stories. And there are just certain people in your life, if you're lucky enough to know them, you're in a good spot. Because, as Patrick writes, fine writer, fine human being, and he means more than that because Patrick loves Greg. They have been together. You know, Greg stayed at the Pioneer Press for a long time, along with golf. And, I'll tell you this story. In Scotland, in the summer of 2000, so many things changed in my life, including a phone call from Kathleen saying, guess what? After we had debated having another child, all of a sudden I get a phone call, guess what? I'm pregnant. And I was just like, I was elated. I was shocked. I was trying to decide, what does this do? I was going to become the Arizona Cardinals football announcer. I was going to fly back and forth. I was doing an afternoon drive. I was going to all these things. And the next day, I played golf with one guy, Wonger. And we just sat there and talked. And it was the one time Wonger beat me in golf. And he said, you know, Kathleen has to get pregnant more often. Because I was just like, I can't believe what just happened. And thank God, because I was with that young man, and I'm picking him back up as soon as the show's done, and that kid is my hero. And thank God, and this is a transparency show, thank God my semen defeated that IUD.
Heck of a swim team.
Yes, thank you. And Wonger was there, and so we played so many rounds of golf, and he goes, let's play tennis. And I knew Wonger was a very good tennis player. And I was okay myself. So at first, we're playing and we're kind of close early in the first set. And he just kind of goes, okay. And then he just really started playing. And he just whooped me because Wonger was a very good tennis player. And he would fill in sometimes. He filled in the Wolves a lot. And I would kind of help who to talk to. And then I started saying, we're not going to play for anything, but let's pick three players. And let's see who scores the most points, you know. And so he'd be sitting near me because that's when radio could sit in press row. And that's when the media was in press row. And let's say I've got Chauncey Billups, you know. Billups, three! And I'm needling, joking with Wonger. Just a little extra on that. Because he just had a smile on his face. And he was just, I love needling the guy because he needled me back. And then he'd go up my father, and he'd be like, I'm really your son, aren't you? This guy's really not your son. You know, I never saw anybody in the media mad at him. I never saw I saw folks who didn't like maybe when he scooped someone or when he wrote honestly about if a team was screwing up or if there's problems. But as the human, they just knew what a great guy he was. And, you know, when he stopped the Pioneer Press, he basically ran Edina and Country Club. Marty Last, another buddy. I wonder, again, everybody. Again, I think Patrick nailed it. If you think my father knew everybody, in sports, I think Wonger knew more. In all the other areas, my father knew the whole state. But again, my father was a handful. Wonger was just the great guy. And so when Marty Glass hired Wonger, he did everything in Edina. And everybody just loved him. And to mention Alzheimer's, go to hell. Because what it does to people is the absolute worst. And we had somebody on last week about cancer. And I don't know. I mean, when you think about the ratio, when Taylor left and Inari's going to come in, and at some point Carter's going to come in, and Brad will probably come in during one of the breaks. When we get five or six people in here, how many of us are going to end up our lives when at one point we are who we are right now and we're going to be like Greg battling Alzheimer's and he's not the same person? And it, what it does to so many people, it just ravages them.
And their families.
And their families.
And their friends.
And their friends. And it, that's so important because it just makes life so hard. How many people do we know or you read about stories where husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a friend are taking care of someone? And maybe they can. And maybe they can at first. But eventually they can't. Because they're overwhelmed. And trust me, as a son who's in a really good stretch right now, and there are kids who have many more seizures than Quentin, and there are kids who have more severe forms of autism than Q has, or, I mean, I was wiping Quinny's booty when he was close to 20. Did I think I would be doing that? Did I think I'd be helping him try to go, because of all the gastro stuff, right? And it's what's in front of you. And you do it. We can manage. And we can be amazingly lucky because Quentin's here. And all the folks who battle or watch a loved one battle Alzheimer's, and a lot of times just take their mind and their soul and their being away from them, I'm so sorry you have to see that. And when I first saw Patrick wrote about it, I thought, Greg had passed. But tomorrow is his birthday. So never, ever forget when you have the Greg Wongs in your life who just the same person, smart, hardworking, but also lived a great life away from sports. Great meals we had together. He was a great skier, tennis. His great wife, Donna, and the fun they had. And, you know, then with Alzheimer's, you're like, because you want to say, I hope you live a long, long life. Just hearing the stories about Greg, I just want Greg to have peace. So never, ever take for granted what we have. Never, ever take for granted just the high-quality people you have in your life. And of those folks who are facing somebody close to them with dementia and Alzheimer's, don't be afraid to cry sometimes. Don't be afraid to feel vulnerable. Don't be afraid to seek help. Because sadly, it can be any one of us. And I talk a lot of honesty on this show, including about my sleep. Another just disastrous sleep. And I cannot believe I'm 60. I am. I can tell you what happened in a 1994 Wolves game against the Sonics on March 22nd. Right now, my memory is still razor damn sharp. But there are a lot of people who are that way and things change. And I hope we start making immense progress in this area. There's a story today, even a small amount of alcohol and increasing the risks of dementia. And then we'll probably have another story. A couple glasses of wine next week is good for you. But among the breakthroughs we need, Dave, we need a breakthrough on Alzheimer's. We need a breakthrough on dementia. And I know it's inevitable. We're all going to age. Not everybody's going to live to 100. Not everybody's going to pass away on October 18th, 2020, at their house, in a chair, 5 minutes before when his son spoke to him for 5 minutes and he hadn't spoken for hours. And also he leaned forward to me and said, "I love you too." And he died around his family after writing a column the day before. Because sadly, there are people in their 40s and 50s and 60s and something happens. We just can't take for granted what we had. We can still talk about things where, you know, give strong opinions and you can text me and agree and praise and go at me. It's still just a stupid little radio show. And the people around us, whether it's your family or friends, are what makes life worth living. And my life has just been better because of Wonger. And I know everybody out there has people that they feel that way about. So, Wonger, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to do something we've done a lot together, and I wish you were with me tomorrow. So I'm just going to get ahead and say happy birthday to my great friend, Greg Wong, tomorrow.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I went so long, and I should have. I should actually talk longer about a great, great friend. But we have commercials. We have to do the show. This will be a little bit shorter. We have the most likely the greatest band of all time there, the Beatles. I know Dave loves the Beatles. So is this your tribute to realizing when you've suggested they're overrated is among the most foolish things a human being has ever said?
No. They are overrated. They're not a bad band. They're a great band, but they are overrated.
Okay. What is our bumper music theme
today? Do you know what TV show debuted 74 years ago today?
I'm going to go I Love Lucy.
Correct.
Okay.
I Love Lucy, October 15th, 1951. Hit the airwaves for the first time. So we have Lucy and Lucille-themed music today.
If you just say iconic or an icon, closed circuit to Rochelle.
Rochelle Olsen.
and you said you have to name all-time shows. And again, this was 74 years ago at debut?
74 years ago today, 1951.
Yeah. So I know you like to do old jokes about me. No, I was not around. Okay.
You saw it in reruns, though. Well, I mean, like the first one, you know, like the, you know, a couple of years after those first ones aired, they put them on My 29.
Yeah, that's it.
Channel 45.
Yeah, that's it.
45.
At 4 months, I was watching them in 1965. Okay, sure. If you just said iconic shows and you said you have to list 10 iconic television shows ever, and you go to people who've watched a ton of TV, that has to be on the list, right?
Has to be somewhere in that top five, top ten.
Right. Did you see the movie where Nicole Kidman plays her?
I did not.
I mean, it wasn't a bad movie, but and it just talked about her power, the Desi dynamic, his power. I guess I wanted to believe her a little more as Lucy. And she wasn't trying to do an impression. I think she just acknowledged, I'm not going to be her.
She just kept the Australian accent and went for it.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't doing good day, you know. But, yeah, how about that? That's pretty good. Here we go. Dave, name one other band that has changed the world. Yeah, Dave. Name one other band. You're making me tear up, Greg, tribute to your friend Greg. Greg Collin by Pat, great tribute from you, talking about me to Greg. Greg was an excellent writer and very sad to hear that he has dementia. Thanks for sharing. Making an old man weep. Lost my mother to Alzheimer's 10 years ago. That is hard. Another great friend of mine just texted me, and I didn't even know this, that his dad is battling Alzheimer's and that it's early and he's hanging in there, but they know what's coming. They just know what's coming. Our friend Rena, we think she's going to be on time?
We're hoping. Okay. Eye appointment. Visiting the optometrist today.
We'll have to talk about that a little. How do you feel? I need to go. I have an excellent optometrist. I really like him as a human being. I need to go. It's been a few years. When's the last time you went and had your eyes checked?
I got the LASIK done about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was probably a year or two before that I actually went for the eye check. I haven't gone since.
I need to go.
I could make an appointment, probably get in by 2028.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Seems like we should find a better way than the dilating our eyes so much. And they say, okay, see you later. Okay, I'm supposed to drive now?
they give you the plastic, the dark shade thing.
The dark shades. Yeah. But you're still, the vision is not exactly crystal clear.
It's fine.
Should we be better with our dilation by now?
How about we just find a different way to do it?
It seems like we should.
I think we can do better.
Should we both go into ophthalmology? Is that what we're suggesting? We're going to take on the industry?
Yeah. Big eyes, look out.
Yeah. Yeah, big eyes.
Big dilation, we're coming for you.
Big dilation. You're dead to us. I want to talk. No, I can't go there. I want to talk about Aquarius. And I can give you all the stuff. By the way, I turned on the heat yesterday. Did you turn the heat on yesterday? Frugal self that you are?
It's been on, yes. It's been on.
Yeah, I'm not going to be one of those people. Go ahead, text me. Let's acknowledge for some it's due to costs. Let's be crystal clear about that. No one in any way on this show is going to make fun of people who are in a financial position and they can't turn it on. I'm not talking to you. But the other folks say, I'm going to show how tough I am.
Put on another layer.
I'm going to go as late as I can. Hello? Then just get rid of it. Just get rid of your furnace.
Yeah. Try it in January.
Yeah. Yeah. Just no. Don't even have it then. Just if you're trying to be Mr. Tough Guy and we'll wait as long, just get rid of the furnace. You're not going to do that because you know you like that furnace. You can get your utility room checked when you go to AquariusHomeServices.com. Make sure that furnace is ready. Maybe we get another 80-degree day. Make sure the air conditioning works. We can talk about the water softener for the dishes and for your showers and your bath and the washing machine with the laundry. But let's just zero in on Kinetico and the drinking water system, which is tremendous. What do we really know about the impurities that we have in our water, wherever we live? Guess what? You don't have them when you get the Kinetico drinking water system, whether it's the drink, the hot chocolate, the coffee, all the food you're making, whatever you're adding it to. The Kinetico drinking water system is tremendous. This company's been around since 1987. You've thought about it. I know plenty of you have thought about it. This is the time because you can save up to 25%. Track them down. AquariusHomeServices.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Third.
That's you. I mean, none of that is AI. None of that's ChatGPT. That is you. That is a 50-year-old adult. And by the way, how is it possible that we didn't know about your birthday? I'm very upset at me. I'm told it was your birthday Friday. Is that right?
It was, yeah. And it's an easy one to remember, too. 10-10. Like, does it get any easier than that?
That's 10-10. True. That's true. I'm going to add it. I'm going to add it to my list here. Rena, I'm going to show Dave how I have you listed. Okay, what did you do for your birthday?
Worked.
Oh, God. Did you celebrate in any way?
Yeah, we went out to dinner with my husband's parents that night. So.
And the child?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you just, you know, decided you gave up the child. That'd be big news if you did.
Never in a million years.
No, I don't think you would. Where did you go?
Hendricks and Siena.
Oh, how was that?
It's such a lovely little place. I sound like I'm a commercial for them, so I have to be careful. But the just adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable. Downtown Hopkins.
I'm showing Dave how you're listed. Rena Sargentopoulos, she's 77 and believes recycling is a hoax. Yeah. That's how
accurate.
That's how you're listed. And none of that has changed, right?
I'm not mad about it.
Okay. Did anybody reach out to you where it surprised you that they reached out to you on your birthday?
No, I don't think so.
No? No?
No.
Did you want Dave and I to reach out to you? Did we screw up by not reaching out?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you did?
No, he did.
You did? Oh, Dave did. Well, how
did?
Yeah, see, wait a second. See, Dave, she doesn't think you did.
Yeah, I said happy birthday, and I hope you get blackout drunk.
Oh, you did. We had a conversation. That's right. We texted back and forth. So it's just you, Chad.
Well, how did you know, Dave?
I remembered.
You just remember.
Well, our friend, Meanest Mom in Minnesota,
yeah,
had told us, I don't know, a while ago, hey, remember the day I'm coming in, that's Rena's birthday.
Oh, did you share that with me?
I did.
No, you did.
Your memory's not what you think.
No, you did not tell me that. I would have, for Rena, I would have 100% remembered. You, nah.
Who's the Meanest Mom in Minnesota?
She came in. She was here last Friday. She bid when we had the big blood cancer event. She came in and she participated in Am I Wrong? Probably our weakest regular segment on the show.
Please, it carries the show.
And she came in. She not only came in and did that. She was very good. She brought in not one but two bottles of wine. One of those is gone as of last night, Meanest Mom. It was excellent. She brought in two different kinds of hot chocolate. And by the way, on air, very polished.
Yes. Radio professional.
Radio professional.
Brought in her wonderful son.
Yeah, her son, Keen, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Great kid. And mentioned, see, I'm not on the Facebook. I mean, I am Chad Hartman Show when I did it for work. But I rarely, if ever, go to Facebook.
And you're missing nothing.
And I don't engage in, you know, the aluminum in our garbage cans are now leaving a chip in my body. So they know where I am at all times.
Okay. You know, it took a wild turn.
Yeah, it did. But that's what a lot of Facebook is, seemingly. The little bit I go to it, just the craziest and most bizarre theories. Well, happy birthday to you. Okay, I mean that. You know what I think. Okay, now, you just finished at the eye doctor. How did that go?
It's confirmed, again, that I'm old and I need reading glasses. So,
welcome to the crew. Come on.
Oh, I've had them for a while. It's just getting worse. Now they're trying to convince me to do, like, some sort of progressive thing where I can see 6 feet this way, but an inch away from my nose the other way, and I just want to be able to see. Like, do we have to go through all this?
Wait a second.
Why are there so many hoops?
What kind of glasses are these, Dave? Does this sound like, were you drinking before this appointment?
I mean,
aren't those just regular glasses where you can see a short distance?
No, they're like progressive.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can see your computer. You can also see closer to your face with your phone. You can see if someone walks up to me to talk, I don't have to take them off. That sort of thing.
I take mine on and off a lot, and Dave points it out, and he's 100% right. It's not like a tick. You know, I'm constantly ticking them on and off. See, at my last appointment like 5-6 years ago, he said, you're lucky, you have good eyes, and you probably won't need these, but if you start, you're going to become addicted very quickly on the reading glasses. Now I have about 75 of them laying around my house, so there's always one somewhere near me.
Well, that's what happens.
Yes.
But I will say this. When I would need them for radio because when I am there,
yeah,
I need them to see the computer. But then, like, I'm trying to talk to Steve Simpson, who's across the room, and I have to take them off, but then I can't put them back on because I've got headphones on. So I often just look down my nose at him because I had to just pull them. It's just like such an old lady. I need those things that you wear around your neck and you stick the ear things in and just they hang there.
You're not going to that.
Oh, I'm totally doing it.
Yeah. So, like, if I watch you on, you're on Channel 5? I forget which station you're on again.
Just Tuesdays
on Channel 5.
Channel 5.
If I watch on 5, I'm going to see kind of the old metal hanging down and the really small pair of reading glasses at the end of your nose. That's what I'm going to see?
Just perched there. Actually, I don't need them for seeing far, so I don't need them when I'm on there.
But occasionally the prompter doesn't work, and then you have to look at your notes.
Well, and I can still see that, too. I mean, I guess I'm not that bad. I do occasionally, you will see them when you come back from commercial on top of my head, because I have used them during the commercial break and then forgotten that I stuck them on my head.
Well, start doing, like, when you're involved in interviews, wear the glasses, and when you're involved in a very serious, contentious interview, know just the right time to take those glasses off, and then do the Scott Pelley kind of gnawing them on your mouth while you're waiting for the answer. Because he does that a lot. He also wears, he's a very fit, muscular man. He wears suits that would have fit him when he was 10.
Yeah, he shops at Baby Gap.
Yeah, he does. And he's a very good journalist, but he likes to show off the pipes and he likes to show the glasses in that contemplative mode.
He's pensive.
Pensive, that's right. He has that down very well. All right, I want to talk a media issue with a prominent Minnesotan, which is utterly ridiculous. We'll get Rena's thoughts. Oh, by the way, your eyes were not dilated. Is that what I was told?
Yeah, I'm driving right now.
Yeah.
No, they were not. You pay a little bit more and they do a thing. It is so worth it. It's like $39 and they don't have to dilate your eyes. Sign me up.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I hate that. It's not like some laser coming at your eyeball, though, is it? Or what do we got?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of bright lights no matter what you do, so.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair. Okay, we're going to talk about Pete Hegseth and the media when we come back with our friend Rena. Check her out on Care 11, and she joins us every Wednesday about this time. I'm going to talk about insurance. I'm not going to tell you it's free. I'm not going to tell you I'm saving you 95% of your money. But I'm telling you, you have an opportunity to absolutely save money. And the only way you find out is you go at the office. I've been using, I'm not exaggerating, for 35 years. Now, Amber Scholl is running this office. Amber is younger than me, so she has not been there for 35 years. But she's been there for 15 years, and she's been running it for a number of years, and they're better than ever. It's not just Amber and her team, and they're just doing the insurance on their own. They're with American Family. They're with a great established company. Maybe some of you are fine with just going to one of the big companies and you don't need a local office. I want a local office. If something happens and I get in an accident on the road or when I was covering my kids back then or having a house issue, I want to have somebody to call. It's worth your time. This is how you track her down because you get numbers thrown at you all the time. TeamScholl.com. TeamScholl.com. Explain what you have. Maybe you have a condo. Great. More power to you. Maybe you're like Harrigan. You have multiple homes. Maybe you got a homeowners association situation. Maybe, and we've had 5 or 6 people who are involved in a number of real estate holdings, they've also called TeamScholl, reach out to TeamScholl.com, and they've been helped. They will give you a comprehensive review, excuse me, and you'll know where you're at. Go with American Family. Go at TeamScholl.com. Dave, in his bumper music theme today, Arena, 74 years ago today, I Love Lucy debuted. When you were growing up in Pittsburgh, did you watch a lot of I Love Lucy?
No, before my time.
No reruns? You're just, I need to watch fresh new shows.
No, when I was a kid, I watched a lot of Nick at Night on Nickelodeon.
Sure.
And there'd be like Car 54, Where Are You? Or Get Smart. So I watched some of those.
Dave, put
oldies,
it on,
but goodies.
Yeah, put that on the Twitter headline. Rena Sargentopoulos hates Lucille Ball. Put that out there. Pete Hegseth, in my opinion, was selected for one reason. He was on Fox. He was on the weekend Fox and Friends, and he was kissing Donald Trump's butt on a regular basis. Donald felt like he'd be a good communicator. He absolutely has served our country. I thank him for that. But I'm in the group, like a lot of people, felt like he was over his head with his position. When we had the attack with the Houthis, when he put it on the Signal app, which is easy to decipher, and he was telling us it wasn't classified information, it didn't hold up. Now, the Secretary of Defense, yes, that's what he's still called, at least for now. When Congress is calling him that, then we'll call him that, okay? Demanded reporters by 5 o'clock yesterday to go by this pledge, asking all reporters and all news outlets that they will not obtain or use any unauthorized material, even if the information is unclassified. In other words, you just wait for our talking points, and we'll let you know what to put out and when to put it out, as if all media has to roll over like a puppy dog and get their belly scratched. Among the outlets that said no, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Guardian, The Atlantic, Financial Times, Politico, and NPR. Okay, and if you're saying, wait a second, what about the organizations that many people believe are right-leaning? Guess what? Other outlets who said no, Fox News, Washington Times, Newsmax, they all said no. We actually report. We cover the news. Only one America news network said yes. So here's Pete Hegseth. We commented so many times here during the show, Rena, where I'll be consuming information, get ready for the show, and the President of the United States has already met the media once. Then he'll meet the media again later in the day. Then he'll meet the media again later in the day. And I'm not saying I always agree, and occasionally the president might bump into the truth occasionally. But Donald Trump is involved with the back and forth of the media incessantly, unlike any president probably in the history of our nation. And precious little Pete is going to be out there and saying, unless you basically read our talking points verbatim, we're not going to allow you to cover the Pentagon. This should frighten people. This, even if you're the most passionate Donald Trump supporter or believe in Minnesota native Pete Hegseth, should say, hey, we also need press coverage, because at times there is fraud, there is corruption. There also is highlighting great things the Pentagon is doing, because it's not like all these outlets are only looking for negativity. And there have been plenty of reports of positive interactions that the Pentagon has had, and they've been chronicled by all these reporters. Also, we need that for all of us. And this is troublesome. And I thought yesterday, and watching later in the day, where it looked like the president might be saying no, but then he backpedaled. It, to me, is just such a contrast where Trump, it wouldn't shock me one day if Trump just calls into our dog and pony show because he makes himself so available, and Hegseth is doing the exact opposite. As a journalist, what do you want to say?
I think it is dangerous, and I think we need transparency at all levels of government, not just the Pentagon. I mean, right down to city council and, you know, your school board. Without transparency, you know, bad things happen in darkness, right? In silence. And so it's the one thing that makes this country different than everywhere else is that we do have access to expose things that are going on behind the scenes, things that could potentially harm us as a nation. Now, do we want to be careful that we're not reporting on things that could get some of our military members killed or, mm-hmm. you know, or captured? Absolutely. But there does need to be transparency at all levels of government.
At all levels, no matter if a Democrat's in charge, a Republican's mm-hmm. in charge. It's important. And by the way, sometimes reporters get things wrong. It happens.
Absolutely.
Right? But if we're just going to allow all aspects of government just to say, you just have to believe us, that turns our country upside down. And no one should want that, even if their person has won the election and they think they're the best person for this office, maybe the best person who's ever had this position.
I agree with you. I mean, and just think about journalists have been lazy over the years and have taken just talking points. Just think about, you know, the George Floyd situation where, you know, we were told one thing, but it turned out not to be true at all.
Correct.
It's just, it's our job to dig deeper. And again, that's what makes this country different from anywhere else, is we have the freedom to do that.
Great stuff. We got to go. Thank you so much.
Bye, kids.
Rena here on CCR. Check her out on CARE later today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.